This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have to say, I got to eat some crow here. For a DC Comics film, I think Suicide Squad did a pretty good job. I really, really do. So, Suicide Squad, I expected to not like it. I thought there was, too many tattoos, and not that I have a thing against tattoos, it just is very hard to look at characters that are all inked up. There just seemed to be too much makeup and too much ink, and I thought I couldn't get through the movie. And I got to tell you, it was very well done. Yeah, I took the kids. Yeah, I got two boys. So who is it? Is it Margot Robbie, the one that played Harley Quinn? So yeah, they just had a good old time, watching her. And what are you gonna do? You're their mom. You're like, okay, guys, okay, all right. Presley. I thought, I like the guy who played Flag. Yeah, he's Swedish, I think. And I think he's in House of Cards. The guy that played, like, the Navy SEAL guy. Yeah, so I had my eye candy. So I was really, really happy with that. But I got to tell you, not very bad. I mean, not bad. So DC Comics did a good job. Another thing I want to say is they showed the trailer for Wonder Woman. Excellent. I think they did a good job with the, I think they're going to do a good job with Wonder Woman. So I know I've been ripping on DC Comics, saying they're nowhere near as good as Marvel, and I think the Marvel movies are better, but I have to take a step back. Tom, did you see Suicide Squad yet? Oh, Tom's looking at pictures of Margot Robbie.
Sorry, I missed that one.
No, I was just thinking, did you see Suicide Squad yet?
No, I don't go and pay to see movies.
But it's DC Comics. I love the comics.
Sorry. Hold on. I gotta get headphones. I'm feeding back.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, so he's my comic book expert. So once we get him to see the movie, we'll have him do a much more proper review.
Go read the comic. It's amazing.
I know.
The comic is amazing.
So Harley Quinn. Okay, so you haven't seen the movie. So that's good. So Harley Quinn is a doctor, a psychiatrist?
Yep. Yeah, she.
And what's the big deal about her?
She went crazy when she worked with the Joker, and they kind of escaped, and then he pushed her into an acid bin, like what he had happened to him, if anybody remembers, Jack Nicholson and that whole scene. He recreates that same incident with her, and Suicide Squad is interesting because in the comics she's constantly fighting between being, like, legitimate, intelligent doctor and this crazy chick who just does really out there stuff. Like, what was it? She broke everybody out of Arkham just because she wanted to see if the Joker had his face removed with a razor blade, and she went and found it, and yeah, it's...
Okay, yeah, see, I gotta read the books, because they didn't convey that. I just thought she had a lot of makeup on. I didn't realize that it was acid that made her white.
Yeah.
That would make sense. So she's like a girl form of Joker.
Yep, basically.
I get it. Harley Quinn. See, I thought it was supposed to be like a Harley Davidson. I didn't understand what Harley Quinn meant.
She, honestly, her personal comic is kind of not so much. But if anybody likes Deadpool, I would say she's the closest thing to the Deadpool of the DC world.
Yeah, and that I like. I love Deadpool. All right, thank you for our comic book commentary, Tom. Thank you. speaking of, heroes, let's look at some real heroes. Usain Bolt just nailed it, winning gold on the men's 100 final. First place, knocking everybody else out of the water. I think it was a 9.81 second run. He is the fastest man on earth. Which is still, I mean, no shock there. He's been world's fastest man for a long time. Justin Gatlin came in second. Unfortunately, Justin Gatlin's past came back to haunt him. They were talking about how, you know, he was taking medicine for attention deficit disorder, and they were also talking about a history of steroid use with him. And it seems like, Gatlin overcame, and he did a very, very good job, giving Bolt a run for his money. But Bolt just makes it look so easy. One thing about Usain Bolt, who's 29 years old, is what it looks like when he starts out, he always seems a little behind. It almost seems like he takes him a little while to get going, but then once he takes his stride, he just blows them all out of the water. And I think it's phenomenal. He was taking selfies with everybody, and he was doing the lightning bolt pose, and it was just so, so cool. You know, Gatlin's, I think, drug ban started back. When was it? Was it 2001 was for the medicines for attention deficit disorder, and then he tested positive in 2006 for testosterone. I mean, he served a 4-year ban. It was twice reduced. Here's my only problem, and I love the ideas of comebacks, and I think anybody can make a comeback, like Robert Downey Jr. People are allowed to make comebacks. The only thing, though, that really bothers me is when you make it to the Olympics, okay, and you beat out other people to make championship after championship after championship, okay, and then finally you make it to the Olympics, but you had done so previously cheating on a previous championship. I just don't think you're Olympic quality. And it stinks because this guy Gatlin has so much talent. I mean, it's, but that's a debate that's going to continue. All right, we got a lot to talk about. By the way, I am not done yet with the Olympics. I have to, this Orion Lochte and three other Olympians being robbed at gunpoint. Did you guys hear about this? Okay, so apparently Lochte and three other swimmers, people on the Team USA, were, I think, headed back in a taxi. They were in a taxi. They weren't even, walking around. Okay? Rio police, there was impersonation of real police, like Rio, not real. So there were these real police officers that were fake police officers, pulled them over, held them at gunpoint, and he said the guy pulled out his gun, cocked it, put it in my forehead, and said, "Get down." And so he put his hands up, and he said, "Whatever." So the fact that they took him out of the car they could have been killed. I don't understand why Rio doesn't have, their security and that they're pooped together, but very, very scary time. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I want to apologize. I got to rest my voice. And as you can see, my voice is still hoarse, but not as bad as it was. Apparently, when you lecture, to hundreds of students in a big, huge lecture hall and you don't use a microphone, you unfortunately end up becoming hoarse. And I did. But some of my callers, very interesting. I love how you guys, you know, worry about me and you give me advice. I love it. Let's hear some of the advice that I've been getting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dali, my name is Vance.
Hi, Vince.
I sort of listened to your program today and understand you're a little hoarse. That can often be from adrenal weakness. Licorice root is very good for that. You know, 2 or 3 or 4 caps a couple times a day would probably work wonders. You could also mix some marshmallow root and sage with it. All three are good for voice problems, voice loss, but I think it's more of an adrenal problem than anything, so you might look at your energy levels. You should have my number if you have any questions. God bless. Take care. Bye.
Now, that is pretty cool. I've always been wondering about my adrenals. I mean, my cortisol is okay, but let's just really quickly talk about adrenal insufficiency, and he's 100% correct. Hoarseness is sometimes a symptom of adrenal fatigue. It's not the most common presenting symptom. You know, many times we will present with more fatigue or weight loss, your appetite. Addison's disease was very notably seen in John F. Kennedy. And John F. Kennedy had darkening of the skin, hyperpigmentation. Addison's disease, because of the lack of the cortisol, your blood pressure will be low. Sometimes you'll have orthostatic hypotension, where when you get up quickly, you get dizzy. You crave salt. Okay, when you have Addison's disease, you crave salt, you get low blood sugar, you could have abdominal pain, you could be depressed, you could lose hair, you could have sexual dysfunction, you could have nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, muscle or joint pains. So what's very, very interesting is Addison's disease or adrenal fatigue is, I think, one of the more underdiagnosed conditions. And one of the reasons why it's underdiagnosed is if you take a look at the symptoms. Okay, well, you're fatigued, you're craving salt, your sugar's off, you have muscle or joint pain, you have diarrhea. Well, so many of us have this. Unfortunately, if you really have a problem with the adrenals, that could be pretty dangerous. So acute adrenal failure or Addisonian crisis, I've seen that once. You are severely vomiting, severely in dehydration because of diarrhea. Your blood pressure is very low. You have lots of consciousness. Your potassium levels are high. Your sodium is low. You got cramps in your back, your abdomen, and leg. So what I always recommend is whenever I see somebody that's very tan, and I go, you know, gosh, you got some sun. And they're like, no, I'm just always this tan. Okay, I get a little concerned that it could be Addison's disease. Just talking about fatigue. I can't wait to get checked again. I was already checked once and I was fine, but still. So Addison's disease results, according to Mayo Clinic, when your adrenal glands are damaged or something happens to them where they just don't produce enough of aldosterone. Now, aldosterone and cortisol are steroids that the adrenals produce, and the adrenal glands are right above your kidneys, and they produce these hormones, and these hormones help a whole variety of bodies. You have, with your adrenal glands, the in one of you had asked me about adrenaline. Yes, adrenal glands do make adrenaline-like hormones. That's the interior medulla part. The outer layer produces the corticosteroids, like the glucocorticoids, mineral corticoids, the male sex hormones. So when you have sexual dysfunction, it could also be adrenal insufficiency. So what are the different steroids? So the glucocorticoids, these are the hormones that include the cortisol. So cortisol allows your body to convert food into energy. They also help you with your immune system, your inflammatory response. It helps your body respond to stress. Those glucocorticoids. Then you have the mineral corticoids. These include aldosterone, and what they do is they maintain the balance of your sodium and potassium. You need that balance so that your blood pressure stays normal. And then you have the steroids, the androgens, okay? Your androgens are your male sex hormones. These are produced by small amounts, but women get them as well. Women need testosterone also, and they're produced in the adrenals. They cause sexual development in men. They also influence muscle mass, libido, well-being, which is why people with adrenal insufficiency can be depressed. Now, you got the primary adrenal insufficiency, where the disease occurs when the adrenal gland was damaged, and the damage doesn't allow the gland to produce enough quantities of the hormone. And when your adrenal glands fail to produce enough adrenocortical hormone, sometimes you can get autoimmune disease because your body starts to fight itself. It doesn't know how to handle the stress. And your body sometimes views the adrenal cortex as foreign, and then it could turn around and attack it. So primary adrenal deficiency is where you lose your ability of your adrenals, not from a secondary source, but from a primary source in yourself. Now, you could also have adrenal insufficiency when a part of your brain, like your pituitary gland that sends the hormones out. Well, the secondary type of adrenal insufficiency is not coming from the adrenal part of it, the adrenal base, but where it's coming from a secondary source, meaning your adrenals are fine. Your adrenals are working fine, but you're not getting the correct signal. Now, the pituitary gland makes a hormone called adrenocorticotropic hormone, this ACTH. This stimulates the adrenal cortex to produce hormones. If you don't make enough ACTH, then your adrenal glands won't produce hormones. Your adrenal glands are fine, it's just it's not getting the signal. So that's called secondary. One of you had asked me a long, long time ago about the difference between primary hypertension and secondary hypertension, because you were diagnosed with secondary and you didn't understand what that meant. Primary hypertension is, here you are, you were just diagnosed with a blood pressure problem. We don't know why the blood pressure problem started, but it started. We think it's either idiopathic or genetic. So your blood pressure, let's say, maybe it's from genetic or something, but your blood pressure's off, and we can't blame another reason for your blood pressure. Yes, diet and salt, etc. Secondary hypertension occurs if your blood pressure would be normal, but something else is causing the blood pressure to be screwy. So secondary hypertension could be from a thyroid disorder, where your thyroid is screwing up and then your blood pressure is off, or from you taking medications that up your blood pressure, or let's say your kidneys, the arteries to your kidneys, you have renal artery stenosis. That'll in turn send signals to cause your blood pressure to be up. So we talk about primary and secondary, meaning does it cause from the organ or the problem within, or is something else, causing it? Now, was it Vance? Vance had brought up licorice. Why is licorice so helpful with people with adrenal fatigue? Well, licorice, obviously an ancient extract. This has been around forever. And it heavily impacts cortisol. And cortisol is a steroid hormone that's supposed to be excreted by healthy adrenal glands. And so it also helps with metabolism of fats and proteins and, carbohydrates, etc. And so sometimes it'll be secreted very low or very high. And you could also see Cushing's syndrome, where you have too much cortisol. That's where you gain weight. You have obesity. You could also have menstrual issues, etc. So licorice, it comes from the shrub known as Glycyrrhiza glabra. It's grown in Europe, Middle East, Western Asia. It has a multitude of uses in food, tobacco, medicinal industries, and this natural licorice has this glycyrrhizic acid, or GZA. Unfortunately, it can have dangerous side effects. So you have to be very careful about taking that. And you have to be careful about just taking licorice out of a store, because, that could be pretty sugary. They say licorice produced or sold in the U.S. may not contain GZA, according to Live Strong. So you need to know what licorice supplements you're taking. They say the GZA substance found in natural licorice enhances the cortisol production and action. Apparently, DGA deactivates enzymes that keep cortisol level balanced, causing a cascade of reactions that can disrupt the balance. Sodium retention will increase, potassium hydrogen items excrete. And remember, with adrenal issues, you'll have high potassium and low sodium. So what it does is it causes the reverse of this. However, now you can get spikes of blood pressure, muscle spasms, things like that. So you need to be very, very careful when you treat yourself with licorice. But he's right, licorice has been used. And it'd be interesting to see if it helps my voice. Thank you, guys. Don't go away. Taking more calls. 1-877-DOC-PHILLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this was a very striking headline. Apparently, online porn is making more young men impotent. And apparently more and more are seeking treatment for erectile dysfunction because these images that they're seeing online are so graphic that they're becoming desensitized and hence unable to get aroused in the bedroom. They say here, according to this article from Daily Mail, smartphones and tablets which make porn accessible anywhere are to blame for the condition. They say Angela Gregory has seen a surge in young men attending her clinic at Nottingham University Hospital. She told the BBC, "What I've seen over the last 16 years, particularly the last 5 years, is an increase in the amount of younger men being referred. Our experience is that historically, men that were referred to our clinic with problems with erectile dysfunction were older men that had issues with diabetes, MS, cardiovascular disease. These younger men do not have organic disease, meaning they don't have a medical problem that you could treat with a medicine or surgery. They say one of the first assessment questions I ask is about pornography and masturbatory habit because that can be the cause of their issue about maintaining an erection with a partner. So this issue was exposed on a new documentary by the BBC's Newsbeat called Brought Up on Porn. Researchers spoke to a young man named Nick. Well, that's how he was named himself on that. And he said he first started watching porn on a laptop at age 15. Despite people wanting to have sex with real-world partners, he was unable to because he was wired to porn. He said it wasn't long before he started to have sexual health issues. And he said, at my peak, I was probably watching up to 200 hours of porn every day. He said a doctor and he cured himself by going 100 days without watching porn. What I was watching, I definitely got more extreme over a short period of time. In my case, there was nothing, he writes, that would give me a kick. Normal stuff didn't do anything anymore, so I had to get more and more extreme material. I found that when I was lying next to a girl a lot, that I just wouldn't be, quote, horny at all, despite being really attracted to the girl and wanting to have sex with her. My libido came back with a vengeance, and I met this girl, and it was great. He said, for the first time in ages, I was able to flirt, and within quite a short time, I was able to have normal sex. So, according to a 2014 study in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, one out of every four new erectile dysfunction patients were under the age of 40. A new U.S. study in the Behavioral Sciences Journal claims that online porn mirrors drug-like addiction qualities, leading to lowered sexual enjoyment and diminished libido. He said the potential health risks of internet pornography are not as well understood as those for alcohol or tobacco use and is widely portrayed as both ordinary behavior and socially acceptable. All right, so that's the article, that's the study. Wow. And this is a topic that's very, very difficult to have. I have not had too much of, porn topics with the kids. You know, I talk about everything. Yeah, I have talked about porn. And I've talked to them about, when they were younger. Even though, we have controls, et cetera, they go to their friend's house and spend the night. They could access Wi-Fi. They could access, they have access. And, I sat down with them and I go, look, you're going to be seeing things online. I mean, here's the thing. If I can't control what's on the internet, I'm going to at least control what my kid thinks about that. I'm going to try my best. It's much easier to try to control your kid than it is to try to control the internet, okay? And I told them, I go, look, you're going to be seeing things online, and you're going to be thinking that's normal, or that's what people normally do. And it's not. Okay, that's not what people normally do. In fact, some of the stuff you're seeing on the internet could probably get you thrown in jail. So how do you know you're looking at a site where it's normal, legal, okay? I mean, how do you know? And so, you need to be very, very cautious. And I would, say just don't watch it. Now, of course, the kids are like, gosh, Mom, of course I don't watch that stuff. It's disgusting. I mean, because they were younger at the time. But now, much different conversation. And my kids, they go into the room and they close the door. And I never had my own room. I had to share a room. In fact, we were living in the living room. My bed was there for a period of time. So, you didn't have an ability to go and look at dirty things. And I know they're curious and I know they want to learn. But every time I come into the room, they either have a very quick screen switch that they could go to. And I could always tell if something like that is happening, because I come in and then all of a sudden they're sitting at a computer and it's just their desktop. I'm like, really? really. Now, I've been relieved because, you know, they've been playing video games. So I walk in and you hear the other kids on Skype. You see their video games and you're like, okay, well, if they were playing video games, then my guess is it's okay. The only thing is you got to lean in and read what the chat is about. Because when these people chat each other, I mean, you would be like, oh, my God, Grandma would roll over in a grave. It would be like, ah. But, you know, I think my boys are doing good, but I'm scared about that. Okay? I mean, this is something that we don't want to have a conversation about. It's embarrassing. It's they don't want to listen to you. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, of course, Mom's, you know, not, you know, going to be anti-porn. But, you know, what are we teaching our kids? Okay, I mean, you know, they're going to have difficulty later with the person who they want. And, you know, how safe are these erectile dysfunction medications? When Viagra first came out, there were a lot of people asking for it that were younger and didn't need it, but they wanted to see if it enhanced it. And I was like, you know, be careful, because when you really need this later, what if it doesn't work? Well, lo and behold, all of a sudden, you know, here's men in their 40s going, yep, I need Viagra. And they go, I've been taking it for years and it doesn't work anymore. And I go, why were you taking it when you were in your 20s? Did you have diabetes? Did you have Addison's disease, adrenal insufficiency? So you guys learned something last segment. The adrenals. Do you have a testosterone issue? No. I've just been taking it for a while and it's not working anymore. It's not working anymore. Well, why? Why do you think it's not working anymore? So that's a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A cup of coffee a day keeps the heart doctor away. A new study, okay, from York University tracked 3,700 heart attack survivors in the UK, and they found, according to Fox News, that if you drink 1 to 2 cups of coffee a day, you are 20% less likely to die prematurely from heart damage. Wow, it's not clear how coffee helps the human body. Previous studies found that 3 to 5 cups a day helped Parkinson's patients. And the funny thing is, you know, when they try to look at, you know, caffeinated versus decaf, decaf coffee doesn't seem to get the same health benefits as caffeinated coffee. So I find that very, very interesting. So the New York Post also talks about this as well. Unfortunately, we don't have that much data. We only have just the York University study. So, you know, coffee has been linked to decreasing cancer. It's been linked to, believe it or not, better sleep. With the study with Parkinson's, study with brain health. I believe there was a study with Alzheimer's. I can't stand coffee. The only way I can drink coffee is if there's a crap load of cream and sugar in it. Or I like that French vanilla. They got that French vanilla aid. I don't know what that is. That coffee mate, that's delicious. French vanilla. I could just drink the coffee mate. I mean, I don't even need the coffee. We got this new espresso. We got this new coffee machine. And I don't like coffee. But somebody had said they were getting themselves an espresso shot. Or like a energy shot. And it's some high caffeine. And, you know, I'm like, I'll try it. And I was like, zing! I was like, oh my gosh, that's nice. Even if my adrenals are low, all I need is this fancy schmancy coffee machine. And with this fancy schmancy coffee machine, I'm good. As long as I have my coffee made. All right, so anyway, but again, no cream, no sugar. I think it has to be black coffee, and it seemed to help heart attack survivors. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about September 11th survivors and responders. More and more cancers are being diagnosed. Don't go away. We're going to talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
All right, guys, we are back. back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. There was an active shooter scare at JFK Airport that I believe happened last night. Was it about 9:30 p.m.? Apparently, it caused two terminals to shut down and evacuate. They say a quote-unquote active shooter scare at JFK caused a panic and set the NYPD's anti-terrorism unit racing to the Queens Airport Sunday night. The reports ultimately turned out to be unfounded, according to authorities. They do not know what caused them. Terminal 8 was evacuated to be cautious around 9:30 p.m. Witnesses said they heard gunshots. About 45 minutes later, a second call of shots fired led authorities to close Terminal 1 and shut down the Van Wyck Expressway. The scare may have been caused by a woman who thought she heard gunfire as she exited a plane. An NBC News report suggested clapping, banging, and cheering by people watching the Olympics might have been mistaken for gunfire. At this time, no firearm rounds or shell casings or other evidence of shots fired have been found. Yeah, I think at that time, around 9:30, that's when Usain Bolt was running. So I know there was a lot of noise around then. World of evacuation quickly spread on social media, and airline customers rushed for the exits. The airport grounded all planes scheduled to depart terminals 1, 2, and 8. Incoming flights were diverted. I guess some people had to be stranded in Buffalo until their flight could resume. Everyone's trying to figure out what's going on. You know, I don't understand how anybody could even hear shots. I mean, what if this really happened? How do you hear anything in that? That airport is so noisy. Any airport is noisy. Right? And then you got TV going on. You got people yelling, screaming. If there are shots being fired, how the heck do you know? You see how scared we are? So apparently, according to one high-ranking NYPD source, it was just cascading panic and hysteria. It was like this weird domino effect that had everyone panicking. Good job for JFK and authorities being on top of it. God forbid, you know, there was a problem. I feel very confident that, JFK and police department in New York have a good response time and they have a good response strategic plan. But still, you know, you hear shots fired and you're in an airport. I mean, what do you do? Where do you go? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. More than 5,400 Ground Zero responders and others who lived, worked, or went to school near the Twin Towers that came down September 11th are now being afflicted, 5,400, with cancers. And this has tripled over the past 2.5 years. Apparently, as of June 30th, 5,441 people who enrolled in the World Trade Center Health Program have been diagnosed with 6,300 separate cancers. So that means some have been struck by two different types of cancer at the same time. If 5,400 people have now 6,300 separate cancers, that's up from 1,822 victims in January 2014. They say you see an alarming increase. This has been steady for at least the last year and a half. We're seeing new people here being certified for cancer 10 to 15 times a week. That's every week. The program now monitors more than 48,000 cops, hard hats, volunteer firefighters, utility workers, and others who toiled at Ground Zero. The the Fire Department of New York also has its own 9/11 health program with 16,000 members. Thus far, 1,100 people have died. Not in the World Trade Center bombings, but since the disaster and possibly aftermath with cancer. The feds have listed more than 50 types of cancer believed to be related to the toxic smoke and dust of 9/11. Those afflicted may seek payments from the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. Veteran firefighter Ray Pfeiffer, 58 years old, has advanced kidney cancer that has spread through his body. He goes, I'm a lucky guy. I've had 15 years with my kids after 9/11, and I'm still here with stage 4 cancer. He has undergone 11 surgeries, including a kidney removal, hip, femur, and knee replacement and radiation for a brain tumor. On the morning of September 11th, Pfeiffer had the day off. He was going golfing with his buddies when the planes hit. He rushed downtown to join the dig for survivors and stayed 9 days straight sleeping on a rig. All 12 of his fellow bravest assigned to Engine 40, Ladder 35 on the Upper West Side were among the 343 firefighters killed when the towers collapsed. Pfeiffer stayed 8 months to search for remains. He was an athlete. He brushed off his World Trade Center cough and a little shortness of breath, but in 2009, he felt pain in his hip, and doctors found a baseball-sized tumor. He kept working as a chief's aide, but chemotherapy caused heart attack, forced him to retire in 2014. So he goes to Sloan Kettering Cancer Center every 2 weeks. He says, I see cops and firemen there. It's not unheard of to see 5 to 10 people who worked on a pile getting treated for cancer. There was an 18-year-old girl who had moved into a dorm at Pace University downtown to start her freshman year. On 9/11, she heard a loud boom, felt the building rattle, and saw shards of glass flying from the Trade Center. Nicole, who asked that her name not be printed, went home to Long Island, covered in white dust, and resumed classes about a week later. Everybody was reporting it was safe. Now at age 31, she's married, she gave birth to a son by C-section, and the doctor noticed an orange marmalade-like goop. She was diagnosed with a rare appendix cancer. She underwent a hysterectomy, removal of other organs, and a chemo bath or an abdominal cavity. Before the surgery, she and her husband froze for embryos. They were now seeking a surrogate gestational mother. She said, the disease didn't kill me, but it robbed me of the ability to give birth to any more children, which has been the most devastating piece of it. So the city health department said Friday that it plans to publish a new report on cancer among 9/11 workers and survivors in September. So far, scientists have found 5 cancers hitting the 9/11 community at a significantly higher rate than the expected normal population. That's prostate cancer, thyroid cancer, leukemia, lymphoma, and multiple myeloma. Now, I'm not surprised that prostate cancer is on the rise in this particular demographic and particular group, because firefighters are more prone to prostate cancer. We don't know if it's the vibration of the fire truck, but we know that firefighters, or maybe it's the smoke and what they inhale. So I'm expecting the New York Fire Department program to see an alarmingly high number of prostate cancers now that you're combining this. But thyroid, leukemia, lymphoma, multiple myeloma, these are very, very deadly cancers. And then, of course, lung cancer. I'm expecting to see more lung cancer patients. They said that there were over 1,000 different types of cancer that they found. You would see people covered in dust and covered, these were old buildings. I was asked, what about the World Trade Center building coming down? What about that, caused cancer? What was in the well? Remember, you have buildings that are multiple decades old, and maybe there's asbestos and old toxic mold, and a variety of things that could have been within the building. But we're forgetting also the stress of that. Okay, the stress of living there, seeing that, working in that, even if you survived, you having to find remains, that stress is enough to cause cancer in and of itself. We forget that even the psychological impact of that. And so, when you put it all together and combined, they're going to say, in these articles, wow, the cancers have tripled in less than 3 years. As people are getting older, they're going to see more cancer, such as renal cancer, etc. So we'll definitely be seeing these numbers rise. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.